We have a special guest in our studio today. It's our annual visit, or maybe biannual. Kevin Rosendahl from Grace Christian Ministries is home on leave, you want to call it, Kevin?
Well, I came up for about a month just to kind of get rejuvenated. I had some hard trips into real remote areas, and then you know, it's like 104 degrees, 4 days in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, on the border when we were loading and unloading trailers and that, and other things kind of compounded. I just needed to get away for a little bit.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a break once in a while. Kevin is a missionary. Maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with you, Kevin. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay. Well, I grew up in Madison from the age I was 2. Now we moved from Minneapolis, and then graduated from Madison High School, went to college, University of Minnesota, Morris. My mom and dad have been here most of their lives, their married lives, Myron and Judy Rosendahl. And back in 1993, God called me to go on a mission trip to the Apache Indians. And while I was there, I was so impacted by the youth and the kids that I just couldn't stop crying. And I knew I had to go back a month later. And so that was when I began my missions work. And then when I left there in 1997, I was kind of burned out. I lost my train of thought. So 1997, and then I ended up... But God put in my heart from that time that one day I would be in Mexico. I did ministry in inner city Florida for a while, worked in rehab centers in Florida. But in 2002, I just knew it was time for me to go to Mexico. And I headed off to Mexico in an old RV and ended up in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. And God began to open up doors to do ministry in Mexico. I started out doing movie evangelism with the Mayan Indians, and when I got married, my wife and son and I began doing church planting in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, on the border.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, where is that?
Yeah, that's right across from Laredo, Texas.
Okay.
You go to San Antonio and just straight south, and you run into Laredo, Texas, and then you go across the bridge, and you're in Nuevo Laredo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you have a family?
Yep.
Sylvia?
Sylvia and Josh. Okay. Sylvia's, both of them are great. Great helps in the ministry. Josh helps us a lot with the technology and a lot of areas. He's kind of like does miscellaneous
things. How old is he now?
He's 24. He'll be 25 in October. Wow. Yeah. And Sylvia does a lot of the administrative things to help me with that when I'm not in Mexico. And she does a lot of different things too. Sets up all the trips. Because now we go throughout Mexico, or I go, and we usually have groups with us go throughout Mexico. Josh goes down some, and Sylvia's kind of takes care of everything, all the other stuff.
Right.
So she doesn't go in as often as she...
So what do you do specifically? Or is it different things?
Yeah, well, we have about 5 different facets of the ministry. The first one would be, and my favorite would be our family outreaches, where we go into different... if there's a church, we'll work through a church. We prefer to do them outside of the church because the churches are small, and more people can come to a park or a plaza. And then we we have games, a drama, some songs, and then we share a message about how, a salvation message about how people can get to heaven through Jesus and pray for all the people's needs. And then we give away blessing bags, these like toys and hygiene items. There's women and people around the whole area that make these blessing bags, and they send them down, and then we give up. Every kid gets one after an outreach to show them God's love in a practical way. And then, so that's one facet. And then we also do, we have Bible colleges that are video Bible colleges, and so we train leaders through that. We have about, right now, approximately 50 people studying right now in different parts of Mexico. We've graduated over 500 people over the course of
our
22 years in Mexico. And then we help with some church buildings on and off, and we bring down a lot of supplies like steel and beans, and the steel goes on church roofs. They build
people
a lot
from around here donate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like several years ago, when there was a bad storm, a lot of the farmers, you know, big sheds were damaged, and so we got like just tons of steel, and that's gone on churches' the roofs throughout
so
Mexico.
So you bring it down, bring that steel out down to Mexico, and they use it for their churches, for the roofs,
and churches, rehab centers, just wherever, you know.
Awesome.
So it's really neat. You know, one person's junk is another person's blessing.
That's
and
right.
Of course, the farmers get insurance to put new ones out.
Yep,
so
yep.
It's a blessing. And we bring down a lot of Bibles and literature, get them out because we believe that God's word changes lives.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get caught up. We usually talk to you about this time every year. And tell us what's been happening at Grace Christian Ministries then.
Okay, well, I'm going to be going down Monday. I'll be going down to the Huichole Indians. They're the most unreached people group in Mexico. So, like,
where are they located at?
They're located, it's like 4 hours from Guadalajara. Guadalajara is the second biggest city in Mexico. But they're way up in the mountains. Well, it's actually like probably 4 hours at the peak, and then you go 6 hours up into the mountains.
6 hours up
in
the mountains.
Yeah, and the roads are just big potholes and... To get to the Huicholes, you got to go on dirt roads, and there's oftentimes a lot of rocks.
Yep.
Oftentimes a lot of rocks, and so we've had some trips that have been really interesting.
Huh?
One time, I didn't know if we were going to be coming out. I thought I might have been my last days, but God helped us, and we got out miraculously. So.
Okay, yeah. So they're one of the most unreached.
Mm. Yeah. So back in 2022, they were 0.001% Christians. So there's 58,000 Huicholes in the mountains. So when I figured it out using my good Madison math, that was 58 people knew Jesus as their Lord and Savior out of 58,000. And so since then, we've gone three times. This will be our fourth. And a pastor from Morris is going along with me. But so we've seen over 200 people come to the Lord through our outreaches, and from them, one church has been started. And on this trip, we're going to talk to city leaders in the town of Santa Barbara and see if they would let us start a church in that town. There's no church of any denomination in that village.
Okay.
So
wow.
Yeah.
So that's what you're working on now, then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, Paul.
All right. I know you have a lot of help around here, around our Q92 listener area. Talk about some of that. You know, you're always looking for donations, right?
Yep.
Talk about that?
So some of the things that people donate are blankets and sheets, the steel for church roofs, also Bibles.
Yep, Bibles, uh-huh. Yep.
Blessing bags, you know, if you want to make, like a lot of churches in the area make blessing bags.
You
put in like hygiene items. Some people put in socks or underwear for the kids. Candy, soap, toothbrushes, toys. Just kind of a lot of things that will be a blessing to the people, and then each kid will get one of them. So that's a way a church can help, or individuals.
Yeah, where do you bring stuff, or how does that work?
Most of the stuff goes to my parents' house in Madison, and it goes in their garage, and then we have a friend, Jim Kellen, that comes over when I'm not here, well, even when I'm here, but he picks it up and brings it to our warehouse in Canby.
You have a warehouse in Canby?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not our water billboards, that's just used theirs.
Okay.
Randy Cameroth has been a friend since we were kids, and
yep.
So he lets us use his warehouse. We'll have a semi going on here probably in a month or two.
Okay.
So
if you have anything to donate, just get a hold of your parents or Myron and Judy Rosendahl in Madison here.
Yeah. Yeah, you can call my mom at 320-226-2778. That's her cell phone, or just drop by and talk to her and...
Yep.
I'll be gone, so you have to talk to her. But
So
we thank everybody that helps us in the area.
What's that?
I said we want to thank everybody in the area that helps us, because I mean, we give up virtually probably 99% of our ministry supplies from the Madison Dawson area,
and everything really goes to. I mean, you put everything to use there, don't you?
Yeah, it's amazing. There's been some stuff donated that I'm like, God, am I supposed to take this in? It just seems like it wasn't in the best shape, you know? And that was the first thing that the church wanted. It was an old piece of carpet that was just ugly.
Yeah.
And we had gone to minister in a church that had dirt floors. And so, and then in Mexico, they oftentimes go to the altar and kneel and pray before services or after. And they wanted that carpet to go right on the dirt on at the altar, and then there's a couple cushions he gave, and those were put on the altar to put their elbows on, so they weren't getting slivers in their elbows. So it's like some stuff, you know, you just don't know if it's going to go, and it does. It's really amazing. Yeah. Even like laptops for our Bible colleges are a blessing. A friend from Watson donated an ambulance, like a van, for us to take down to for ministry in the Wacholis. Wow. And so we're getting the lights taken off that to bring it into Mexico. And that'll go down on the semi. And so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Yeah. That's good. You got a great ministry there, Kevin, and God's blessed it. And
yes, he's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add? Or?
Well, please be praying for this trip. It's never an easy trip to go to the Wacholis, and so pray for safety and protection, for good health, for divine appointments, for just favor and finances for the trip, and just for God to do mighty things to impact many lives for his glory.
All right, Kevin, it's always nice to visit with you every year when you come home. I always like to see what you've been doing, and so if you'd like to help Kevin, just get a hold of me at the radio station, and I can get you to the right people there.
So. Yeah. Well, thanks, Paul, for the opportunity to always update people. And we appreciate the Madison area, and we appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Too. Yep.
Happy Easter, by the way.
Same to you. Happy Easter to everybody.